On the 21st of March, 2016, a channel by the name of iShowSpeed would be created on YouTube, and it would take almost a year for the first video to be uploaded. Mainly uploading NBA and Fortnite gameplays, Speed's channel was growing at a rate so slow that it was nearly impossible for him to be named a YouTuber. Although he had big ambitions, he wasn't so consistent with his streaming. It wasn't until April of 2020 where he would dedicate himself to everything that a streamer does: have a face cam, interact with the audience, and rage. He started getting really consistent with streaming NBA 2K. His whole persona was attracting more and more viewers in each stream, and a shout-out from a bigger streamer would get him a couple more views. Having the whole package didn't necessarily mean that he would be a success, until Speed came up with a YouTube strategy plan that would make the growth of his channel skyrocket. He would still stream NBA, and would later upload clips of the live stream on YouTube as videos to gain more traffic, a method that seemed to work. Branding is key. The new viewers that clicked on Speed's highlight videos liked seeing him rage, and Speed for sure understood that. He came up with a series of videos where he would put clips of him raging called Rage Stage. He came up with a series of videos where he would put clips of him raging called Rage Stage. Videos that would meet with immense success. He would be streaming every day, uploading every day, until October of 2020. YouTube would ban iShowSpeed from streaming because they thought he was 12 years old. The minimum age to stream on the platform is 13. And this is what Speed had to say. YouTube was obviously in the wrong, and Speed got back to live streaming exactly a day later. At this time, possibly the worst NBA game had come out. Many streamers started to fade away from streaming the game. Big names such as Aiden Ross, who will play a big part later on. Despite everyone leaving, Speed still stuck to the game, and was getting more attention than ever for his rage. Getting this much validation for raging would put Speed kinda on the wrong path as a character, but on the right path as a YouTube streamer. Having viewers watch you for the sole reason of you raging is not a good recipe. A constant problem for Speed is DDoS attacks. Viewers would somehow find his IP address and load his internet with stuff to make the stream lag and therefore make him rage. These types of short videos are what would grant him a bigger fan base, but also a more toxic one. Speed's streams at this point had become simple. He streams a game, his fans annoy him, and he pulls out the rage card every single time. Speed's behavior would be a double-edged sword. His toxic fan base would bring out the worst of him, with Speed sometimes even feeling too uncomfortable. But on the other hand, you have this unrealistic channel growth that no one has ever seen before. A reason for this growth could also be the 1,000-plus TikTok pages, which uploaded Speed freaking out and gaining hundreds, even millions of views on some of them. During that same time, a popular streamer by the name of Aiden Ross would bring a new wave to the streaming game. Edgy humor is what made him so famous. Humor that would match that of Speed's. Fans had since been asking for a collab between the two. Speed was open about it, and Aiden had to make the call. In July of 2021, Speed would meet Aiden for the first time. They would start streaming together. Aiden would do his classic act, and Speed, with his unusual behavior, would attract new viewers from Aiden's channel to his. 1 million subs, 3 million subs. Speed was a YouTube mastermind. He had evolved all the way from NBA 2K gameplays with fans that wanted to see him rage, to a persona that was constantly freaking out over a talking dog. He would go on to release multiple songs that would get millions of views, such as Bounce That Ass, God Is Good, and his most viewed video to date, Shake It. Then all of a sudden, he gets a donation that nobody knew at the time what it would mean for the future. A new chapter for Speed would begin. He would get into football and would start being a fanboy of Cristiano Ronaldo. Matter of fact, Suey would be a phrase that would be engraved into his identity. Clips of him would be going viral on TikTok. His obsession with Ronaldo was growing bigger, and it was part of his act. A new way to keep up with the viewers' expectations, same as he did with Talking Ben. Speed is currently sitting at around 9 million subscribers, a mad number considering he had a million subs a year ago. He went from doing NBA streams like any other peer of his age to a streamer that rages like there is no tomorrow. Let me know if you are a fan of Speed. Comment your thoughts on his incredible growth strategy. And most importantly, how many subscribers do you think he will have in a year?